Oh, hey. Welcome to Brothers Les Grimm. My name is Jeff. With me is Mark.
Warm greetings.
This intro is so great. If you like wishing for more wishes, then you are in the right place. On every episode of our show, we improvise one story. We do this by playing the card game Once Upon a Time. We do play with our own set of house rules. If you want to know exactly what those are, you can go back and check out episode 0. Today, we have a story about a young girl with an infinite number of wishes. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy Starcrossed.
We got girl, let's say she's 4 years old, and she's sitting in her backyard, and she's looking up. It's nighttime. She's looking up at the stars, and she sees a shooting star go by, and she's a little bit. She doesn't love her lot in life right now. She's a her parents are arguing inside very loudly. It's a small little house. And she's just like, I wish that my parents would stop arguing. And at that moment, the house is silent. No more arguing happening there. And she's just like, what? And she gets up and she walks in, and I'll pass it to you.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, so she walks in and her parents are happily watching TV. They've stopped arguing. They were arguing before about, like, the dad doesn't make enough money and he also drinks too much, and the mom sneezes in a way that is annoying.
Those are two very different arguments.
But now they're not arguing at all. Now they're watching TV.
I can imagine. I was like, we'd have more money if you didn't drink so much. Oh yeah, will you?
Maybe
you sneeze funny.
Maybe I could spruce up my resume if you didn't sneeze so annoyingly.
Do you hear yourself?
I don't do it on purpose. My mom sneezed the same way. That doesn't make it okay. I feel like it makes it, like, at least not my fault. I like cooking with pepper.
Also, like, you don't haven't applied for a job in years. I do.
Maybe I could apply for a job more often if I was sober.
Maybe.
Wait, no. It's something about sneezing.
But they're not arguing now. They're happily watching TV.
They're happily watching TV. And the little girl is like, oh man, it worked. So she, I'm going to say, goes back outside to say thank you to the shooting star. So she's like, goes outside and is like, hey, shooting star, I don't know where you went, but hey, thanks. And then she sees another shooting star. And she wishes for 10 more wishes, because that is the biggest number that she knows. Over to you.
She walks inside, and her parents are they're watching the television show, and she's just like, 60 minutes. I hate 60 minutes. That that clicking, that the clicking always makes me think something wicked's about to happen. Just like I hate it. I really wish that they would put on SpongeBob. And the mom looks over to the girl and she's just like, oh, hey. Hey, little Monica. Hey, Monica. Didn't see you there. Hey, come on in. Why don't we see what's on Nickelodeon? And she turns the channel and it's SpongeBob. And she's just like, wow. I am a god. I have 9 more wishes. And she's just like, I gotta think what I wish for through Morma. Like, I got 9 more. I guess I could maybe wish for more. I'll get to that bridge when I get there. But, wow. I'm a god. And I'll pass it to you.
So, the next day, she and her mom go out to the local park because it has a nice playground. And she goes on the slide. And she tries the spring rider, but she doesn't really like the spring rider. She knows that she doesn't like the spring rider, but she goes on the spring rider every time because it's like low to the ground. It's like she really doesn't like... Oh, man. I actually changed my mind. I was going to say she doesn't like swings. I'm going to say that... I'm going to reverse that, though. She does like swings. But maybe she's like a little scared of going on the regular swings. Like, as a baby, you go on the swings that kind of has, like, the diaper shape to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But now she's getting a little too big for that, so she's kind of... Her mom is trying to upgrade her to the regular swing. And she thinks to herself, maybe I should wish for the diaper to be bigger. But then she's like, should I really use a wish on that? And then, like, a boy runs by, and he accidentally kicks up, like, the wood chips as he runs by. Because, like, that's how, you know, how there's, like, little, like, wood chips in the background.
Yeah.
Like, one of them, like, bumps into her shin because he's, like, racing by. He's, like, a 6-year-old. He runs by, knocks up some wood chips, one of them hits her shin. She's like, oh, hell no. I wish that boy would go to jail.
Oh, over to you. Good, it escalated. It needed to escalate. And at that moment, sirens. And 2 many police cars. Like, 15 police cars, like, surround the parking lot, and the cops all, like, get out and point their guns at this little boy. And they're yelling, get down on the ground, get down on the ground! And the kid's just like, what? And then it's like, get down on the ground now, we will shoot! And it's just like, no! And, the girl's just like, yeah, arrest him. Arrest him.
Arrest him. Take him to jail.
And he gets down on the ground. And the cops, like, a few of the cops just, like, run at him and, like, very aggressively put handcuffs on him and, like, pick him up. And it's just like, you're lucky you're not going to fry for this one. And the kid's just like, what did I do? And they throw him into the police car. And the cop's just like, all high five. And he's like, another hard day at work. And they and they all go in. And just like, as you were, we've been chasing that kid for a long time now. He runs a drug cartel. And then all the cops just disappear as quickly as they showed up. And Monica's, like, so proud of herself But she kind of unconsciously just, like, gets on the swing and starts swinging, like, smugly. And she was like, oh, wow, I'm on the swing. Look at that. Today's a good day. And I'll pass it to you there.
I guess I'll say later that night. They're watching TV after dinner. And on the news, there's a cry on that says El Childo. If Monica's like watching it, and this, they're talking about how this kid's going to be charged as an adult. It's like 6-year-old kid. And the kid is crying, but he's a sweet, innocent child. Or he thinks he is. But everybody else is saying that he runs the most aggressive drug cartel in all of I'm not going to say Florida. So we go to Florida a little often. I don't know. And all of their small town in, I'll say Kansas.
All right.
So El Childo is being tried as an adult. And Monica sees this kid crying and feels no remorse whatsoever. She's like, yeah, that's what you get. My shin almost bruised today. She's really mean. Or at least in this instance, she's mean.
She's been given a lot of power as a child.
Yeah, we give a 4-year-old wishes that actually come true.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes 4-year-olds behave unreasonably. So she's happy about that. Oh yeah, I remember what I wanted to do. It's like I had something I was gonna. Okay, I'm gonna say her mom. No, I'll say her dad. Asks her, like, hey, you're gonna be going to school in the fall. It's almost time to start kindergarten. Are you excited? And I'll pass it to you.
And she's like, yes, I'm very excited. I want to make new friends. I want to learn. I'm excited. And he's like, nice. I'm gonna do a time skip.
Okay.
To middle school. And she's learned that she can just wish for more wishes. So she keeps a little tally of how many wishes she's got. And she's wished to get A's in everything. She's wished for her dad to get promotions, and then she realized she could just wish for money. And when she wished for money, like a bunch of like a rich uncle that she never even heard of died, and they don't have to worry about money anymore. So she's family's doing great. She's got the best clothes in the grade. There is this one girl who was kind of mean to her one time, and she's just like, I wish she would go bald. And the magic really did it in a cruel way. Like, it was a slow process. She went bald over the course of the whole school year. It wasn't all at once. It was, she was shedding.
It, like, happened within, like, 30 seconds. Just wish she was bald. Her hair just falls off.
So she's now in middle school and continues to use this wishing power for abuse, and power and whatnot. And I will pass it to you.
Nighttime. In maximum security prison. El Childo is in his cell, solitary. But he does have a little window. And he happens to notice a shooting star. And it's a really beautiful shooting star. Usually he doesn't see much interesting happening outside his window. And generally speaking, his life has been pretty bad and he's felt really awful because he feels like he's an innocent man, child, really. And seemingly all the adults around him have gone crazy. But he sees the shooting star. And he wishes that he would be set free. He wishes he could go home. And lo and behold, some junior lawyer in some office notices something in some paperwork, some kind of evidence that clears, I'm going to say Todd is the kid's name. It just proves that Todd had no connection to this criminal Kansas cartel. I guess regional Central America cartel is probably bigger than just Kansas. The lawyer does some digging, brings the evidence forward, gets Todd released from prison within, I'll say, like a couple weeks. That's really quick, but still, it happens quickly.
Yeah.
Because of the wish. Actually, because the wish, it probably happens within 1 week.
Yeah.
But like Todd gets a message like the same day saying that, hey, like something is happening here. So that like he can connect the dots and to be like, oh man, the wish happened, wish is coming true. So he gets released from prison within a week. And on the TV, Monica sees that Todd is released from prison and that the real El Childo has been caught. So there's a different child in prison.
a different child.
they had arrested the wrong child initially, but they corrected the mistake.
Does Monica remember this at all?
I'm gonna leave it up to you. It's just on the TV, because like as soon as I said on the TV, I was like hesitant to even go forward because I was thinking maybe Todd should just show up at their school one day and like they could have their meeting that way. But then I said on the TV, so I just went with it and said that Monica saw the news story on the TV. So I'll leave it up to you to see if she actually remembers or not.
I feel like she wouldn't.
So over to, yeah, I mean, it's insignificant for her. Changed Todd's whole life.
Exactly. I feel like Monica, like that was such a minuscule thing for her, really, that she wouldn't remember sending a 4-year-old.
6-year-old. He was six at the time. She was four.
Yeah. Yeah, like a 6-year-old to jail.
And she's wished for so many things in the time since. So,
exactly.
So they're just flipping channels, and that's on the TV.
Yep.
And then she's not even really interested in it. She's like, I wish for a new episode of SpongeBob or something.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's like, oh, who lives in a pineapple under the water?
Square pants. Anyway,
it's me sneakily playing the underwater game.
Todd gets to return home, and his parents are just like, "Oh my God, Todd, it's over. You're home. You're safe now. We fought so hard. We hired so many lawyers."
Do their parents believe that Todd is innocent, or are they kind of like scared of him? Or I guess now they, with the new evidence, they would know for sure that he's innocent. But did they, what, how did they feel at the time? Did they always maintain that he was innocent, or did they were like, our son is a monster?
I think they deep down believed that their son was a monster.
the wish is so powerful.
But they put an outward appearance that they were just like, no, we got to like go through the motions and like do what's right by our son, or else he will send people after us. That was the discussion they had.
We don't want to cross our soap.
But they're so happy that he is innocent and has actually been just this normal boy this whole time. Is the wish so powerful that Todd thought maybe he did? No, Todd
always maintained that he was innocent.
Todd always.
I feel like the wish is messed up enough that it allows him to know that he's innocent.
Yep. Yeah. He's gotta know. And he's just like, wow. Wishing upon a star worked. And then he gets real into like the parents are just like, is there anything that we could like get for you since like you've missed so many birthdays in prison? I feel like we owe you a birthday present. It can be whatever you want since we've missed so it'll be make up for so many. He's just like, I want a telescope. And he's like, a telescope, excellent. We can get you a telescope. So Todd gets a telescope and he's gonna get real interested in stars. And I'm gonna pass it to you.
Okay. So, probably back to Monica. We'll go. I'll do another time skip. So we'll go into high school. Monica's still making wishes. What is she wishing for now? Probably, she's wishing for like a car. She's wishing to pass their driver's test. She's wishing that the popular kids like her more, that she's more popular than even the popular kids. She wishes she looks better in her yearbook photo than Susie Tompkins. And she's gotten really used to getting her way.
Mm-hmm.
In every situation ever. And it's starting, I don't know, I mean, yeah, I guess it probably would start to feel unfulfilling after a while. Where like things are super easy. Like anytime something is even remotely challenging, like math test doesn't go well, she gets an F. I wish I got an A. She gets the A. And it's like nice to get the A, but like, you know, she didn't earn it. There's no like satisfaction. She is not learning math, obviously.
She is getting a degree of self-awareness that I was not expecting from her.
I mean, she's deep down, I think she always has been a sweet kid. Because her very first wish was, I wish my parents would stop fighting.
That's true.
But things just spiraled and got worse over time. Where, like, she would start wishing for the kids to go to jail and stuff. She hasn't done anything quite that bad since then, or at least not often. I mean, she's forgotten about sending the kid to jail, so she must have done some...
She did make that girl bald. And
oh, yeah, she did the girl bald. Yeah, she's done some neat things. But I think a girl balding is not quite as bad as sending a six-year-old to jail for probably the rest of his life, is what she wished for.
Tell that to the bald girl.
I will tell that to the bald girl. The kid was in solitary confinement at 6 years old. We're awake. I'm not saying it's nice to be bald as a child, but like, if you're going to compare the struggles. Like, if you make me choose between being bald and life in prison.
I think you're being really insensitive right now.
I know, yeah.
It's, middle school's a hard time.
It is, and, you know, girls value their hair quite a bit, you know. It's a big part of being pretty, and being pretty is massive, so it's bad. I'm not arguing that it's fun or that it was easy. Anyway. Mark, do you think it's worse to be bald than life in prison?
No, absolutely not. Like, yeah.
All right, then what is the argument?
I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
All right, fair enough. Maybe for her, it was just as bad.
Yeah.
The perspective of the character can be, she may have chosen prison over.
She's a middle school.
Maybe she's very vain. Girl.
Yeah, she's a middle school girl. She doesn't have perspective yet. No middle schooler has perspective yet.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, I was doing character stuff with Michelle.
Monica.
Yeah. Michelle was the name of the girl in the previous story. Mm-hmm. Monica, things are starting to feel unfulfilling. So she hops in her BMW. Goes for a ride, and
how does she have a driver's license when she's a freshman? That's what I'm imagining.
Obviously, wished for it.
That's what I'm imagining a bunch of the high schoolers saying.
She's so cool. Like, she got a note or something. I don't know. There's probably legends about how she got a driver's license.
The governor of Kansas giving her a special permission
because she saved that puppy from that fire by climbing into a window or something.
She doesn't remember doing that, but she must have.
So she's in her BMW and she wishes that she enjoyed making wishes again, because she used to really like wishing for things, like if SpongeBob was on. It used to feel really cool. It used to feel magical. Like, the world was, like, bending over backwards to make her happy. And now it just kind of feels like an abusive, like, she's forcing the world to bend over backwards to make her happy. So she wishes that kind of, like, that magic was back. She doesn't feel different. Nothing really. I mean, she doesn't really think much of it. Because, like, she's probably just going to have to wait for the next wish to know if this wish really worked. So, over to you.
All right. She's a freshman. That would make Todd a junior. And they go to the same high school. And Todd, I'm going to say, recognizes her. I mean, actually, no, he wouldn't know that it was her that did it. So he doesn't think anything of it. And so he's just going about his high school life. His life is kind of normalized. Like, a lot of kids talk about, like, asking about his prison days. And he's just like, it was rough, but, you know, everyone was terrified of me, so they left me alone. It was
an honorary member of every gang because nobody wanted to cross me.
Yeah, it was just a lonely time. And, you know,
I was given a lot of really nice shanks. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
Some of them were like made of diamonds. I just had a bad time.
But like, as a result, like all these stories, like, and the fact that like everyone sees so clearly that he's like this really good guy. Everyone's like kind of confused, like, how did anyone confuse this guy as El Childo? And it's just like, I don't know. We don't even look that similar.
What does El Childo actually look like? What does the real El Childo look like? He's probably got like a big scar over his eyes from his forehead down to his cheek, you know?
Yeah. Just imagining like a Peter Pan hat with a lot of scar, like
He's like 7 years old, but somehow his face is really wrinkled.
Yeah. Like... But, you know, Todd is really popular now in school for much better reasons. He's just a good guy and people like him and they love his stories. And Monica is a little like he's certainly popular with the girls in junior year as well. And Monica, wanting to test if that previous wish worked, and maybe a little bit jealous that you know, she isn't getting the attention of this guy, just wishes, "I wish Todd was in love with me." And at that moment, she gets a rush. She loves the power of the wish again. Her wish worked. And also, Todd immediately looks at her and walks up to her and says, "Hi, I'm Todd." And she's like, "I'm Monica." And they start chatting and they're going to go see a movie together. And I'm going to pass it to you.
Okay. So they see a movie. It's not that good. But then Monica wishes that it was good. So it was good. They go out for Frovio and burritos after, which is a weird combination. But
if you wish it, it's a great combination.
She's like, "I wish this worked." And it works.
Yeah, it works.
And, you know, Monica is making these wishes quietly. So, like, you know, that's just kind of her habit. And Todd's like, "Wow, this Froyo and burritos, I never would have thought." She's like, "Yeah, it's pretty great. Just figured out that it just kind of works." It's like, "Yeah, it really does work." And they start getting to know each other. And I guess Monica asks about... No, not... All right, I'll go and say it. I'm wondering, like, how interested Monica would be in Todd, but I guess she can be interested in Todd. So she asks Todd about his hobbies, and he mentions that he's been really into astronomy ever since he was a little kid back in prison. Or it kind of sparked in prison. It really got going after he got released, though. And he's a really big fan of, like, trying to figure out when... meteor showers are going to be, or like even just like watching the sky and trying to find meteors. And he says that he's got a secret that he's never told anybody before. And Monica is like, what is the secret that you have? And he's like, "Back when I was in prison, I saw a shooting star, and I made a wish, and that wish came true. Like, I wish that I was able to go home, and within a week, they let me out of prison." Monica's like, "Whoa, you made a wish from a shooting star?" Todd's like, "Yeah. So I've been, like, trying to find shooting stars ever since. And try to get more wishes." Monica's like, "Wow, have you had any success?" And I'm going to pass it over to you. She's not bail, like, out. Pass to Mark.
Should we look at endings?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. I got words that I can work with.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think either of these are really, like, disqualifying.
Cool. I kind of want to see what you can do. Like, set to words weren't yours.
Oh, okay. Well, then I wouldn't. Okay. We'll see.
All right. And she's just like, wow. You wished upon a star and it came true? And he's like, yeah. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? And she's just like, yeah. And she's just like, it's starting to come back to her. I'm gonna have her like suddenly remember like being on the playground and wishing.
It's just like a Tony Scott style flashback with like really high exposure and just like whoosh, 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 like lots of wishes and things. Like she like there's like a close up of the wood chip hitting her shin and then like a close up of Todd's face.
Yeah.
And then like a close up of a spring rider for some reason, because that's the kind of stuff that Tony Scott would put in a montage flashback.
Exactly. And she like suddenly realized like, oh no, like Todd was the one that I sent to prison when I was 4. And she's just like, wow, babe. And then she like composes herself. She laughs like, that's crazy. Wishing upon a star is just a myth. And she just like leans in and kisses him. And he's just like, yeah, I guess it's a little crazy, but I think it's what happened. And
so wait, did you answer the direct question? I may have missed it. Like where she asked if he's had any successes since.
Oh, I'm gonna say that he hasn't really found. No.
He has not seen another shooting star since, or I guess that would have to be it, right?
Which is crazy because they're everywhere, Jeff. Like if you watch the night sky, maybe not in the city where there's a lot of light pollution, but if you just like
you see them every now and then.
But like if you can see them like every day. But the point is, Todd has never found a second one. And she's just like, wow, well, keep an eye out. And then he smiles and they kiss again. And she's gonna like, excuse me, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom real quick. And I'm gonna have her like in a little bit of a panic, just like wish, like, I wish that he didn't think shooting stars granted wishes. And then she goes back, and I'll pass it back to you. That was a short one. But
Todd goes home, and he looks at star charts, and his telescope, and does kind of his usual hobby stuff. And he just realizes that he's not really that interested in astronomy anymore. I don't know, he just kind of he kind of feels like maybe it was a coincidence that, you know, he saw that shooting star and made that wish and he got released from prison. You know, it's just kind of, it's this very human thing to kind of extrapolate cause and effect, when the reality is that junior lawyer probably would have found that evidence regardless of the wish. So, you know, next day, Todd kind of like, laughs it off with Monica and says, like, yeah, I mean, it's probably silly that I thought that the wish actually led to my release. But, I mean, I feel like, yeah, I mean, I guess that was just like me being a child. So I realized that it's just a coincidence. Monica's like, yeah, that is correct.
Really bad for Todd.
And then Monica feels like she doesn't really want to date Todd anymore. She's like, all right, I break up with you.
But I love you.
See ya.
Monica?
She's gone. So yeah, I mean, Todd feels horrible because he's still in love with her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even though he doesn't really believe it anymore, he finds himself looking up at the night sky that night, just kind of hoping that he sees a shooting star just once, so he can make a stupid wish that's not going to come true. He doesn't believe that it would work. But, you know, it's better than just, like, stalking her Instagram. Because she's already found somebody new to date. And yeah. It's just hard because they take better pictures. Then you're using more interesting filters.
Some of these filters don't even make sense. You know, like, how did they make them look that good? I like how he's also still stalking her Instagram.
Yeah. So, he sees the shooting star.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. But, I mean, he figures he may as well make a wish anyway. Doesn't really know what to wish for. But, I mean, I guess he wishes that he could I'll say forget about Monica. That's how he phrases it. So he wants to move on. So he wishes that he could forget about her. And he does. He's not in love with her anymore. He looks at her Instagram and is like, I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
I don't really like her pictures, though, so I think I'm going to unfollow her. It's this person I haven't even met. So, it's weird. Okay, over to you.
All right. I go to school. Monica is expecting Todd to just be losing it over her because, like, she wished for him to be in love with her. And it's...
Yeah, part of the enjoyment is the pain of others.
Yeah. You know, she walks past him, and it's like she's not even there. He didn't notice her at all. She just is like, looked back and confused, and she's like, huh. And she's just like, he must be really trying to, like, get back at me. Like, he must have, like, really been focusing on not looking at me. That's weird. And then she kind of goes about it normally. And some of the girls in Todd's grade come up to her, to Todd, and just like, hey, I heard that you and Monica broke up. I think it's a good thing. Like, she's too young for you anyway.
Way too young.
Way too young. Like, she's like 2 years younger than you.
And like, she's like a snappy dresser, and you're like kind of not. So. I mean, you look good, but like, it's just, it doesn't work.
Do I not look good in this?
No, you look great, but it's like, great, it's got,
but
it's very good.
But you could look better, you know, like, with what you got working, like, I could take you shopping, and damn, Todd, you'd take, like, what this hot thing that you got going on right now, and you would be way, way hotter. And that's just like, well, this is a really weird conversation that we're having. Also, it started with, like, I broke up with Monica. I don't even know who that is. And they're just like, exactly. Let's go to the mall after school today. And Todd's just like, Okay. Hey, I gotta say, like, you know, yeah, you're a sophomore, and I gotta say, like, the shaved head look that you got going on, gorgeous. Like, it works for you. And she's like, rubs her bald head, and is like, thank you, Todd. And she's like, I'm really looking forward to going to the mall with you. And Todd's just like, me too. And they go back to class, and I'm gonna pass it to you there.
Okay, so they go to the mall, have a wonderful little casual date. Todd gets a new shirt. They take this like beautiful picture for Instagram where they're like looking really cute together. And Monica sees it and wishes that bald girl was, I guess didn't have an Instagram, so the easiest one. She can't go like double bald, right?
No.
So she wishes that Monica wishes that bald girl just lost all her Instagram followers. Like, everybody unfollowed her after seeing the picture. Which is kind of horrifying as a high school girl. Just that you lose all of your followers because you posted a picture of Todd. He looks good in this shirt. It's not the shirt. It's
so,
the shirt's
it's working. So good. Like, everyone on Todd's Instagram is loving the shirt.
Yeah, it's this cool new brand called Poison Sea Serpent.
Does Todd unfollow Bald Girl?
Yeah, he does. But, like, he says it's like, it was probably a glitch because he didn't touch his phone. So he tries to reassure her that, you know, something went wrong with Instagram. But I don't know, he feels like something is amiss. Something strange is going on.
Because, I mean, he's maintained his innocence before.
She looks at him and is like, El Childo? And by the way, real El Childo escaped from prison a couple years ago and has been on the run ever since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a slippery one, that El Childo. But yeah, Todd feels like kind of a weird Instagram glitch. And, I guess he's gonna... Wait, this was the girl who was like, you broke up with Monica, right?
Yeah.
What did he say after that?
He's like, I don't know who Monica is.
Right, so, okay. Like,
he forgot who Monica was.
Right. But he feels like something is amiss, and I think he would remember the shooting star.
Yeah.
And he would remember that he made a wish, but he wouldn't remember the exact nature of the wish, because it's like, can I forget about Monica? And that means that you have to forget what you said just then, basically. Anything real, that like has the word Monica gets dumped out of your brain.
It's real Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind type
stuff. It is a bit Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Is that a good movie?
Have I don't... I saw it, like... I think when I was a senior in high school, and I remember thinking it was okay then. So that really means it could be go either way.
Yeah, I remember seeing it and being like, it's fine.
Yeah, because I also remember watching Boondock Saints when I was a senior in high school and loving it.
Yeah, that was pretty good back then.
Back then.
Probably doesn't hold up all that well.
Yeah, so maybe as a maybe Eternal Sunshine is the maybe opposite.
We just watched it at the wrong time, the wrong age.
Maybe Eternal Sunshine is the opposite of Boondock Saints.
Yeah,
maybe I haven't
been eager to go back and revisit it because it's not like I had a great experience with it. I just hear that everybody loves it.
Yeah,
I mean this happens with me kind of a lot, where like people, maybe not kind of a lot, but like Avatar: The Last Airbender comes to mind.
That's
like,
that's something the one that came to mind.
And it's like, yeah. I'm not into this.
That's the one that comes to mind, and that's the one that you're wrong about.
I feel like everybody else is wrong about that one, but I mean that's the point, isn't it? But we disagree, and that's why I feel like maybe revisiting Eternal Sunshine wouldn't be all that great. Anyway, Todd feels like something is weird. And then he pulls out his phone, and it was like, can you tell me who this girl is, Monica?
And yeah, because there'd still be photos on the phone, weren't there?
Susie. Was her name Susie?
I don't remember naming her. So, Susie.
I feel like I made a throwaway character named Susie at one point, but that might have been a different story.
We got Susie here.
Alright, Susie is the bald girl. I feel like at this point she deserves a name.
She does. She's become a character in the story.
So Susie's like, wait, you really don't remember this person? Todd's like, no, I don't remember her. Susie's like, that's weird. Todd's like, yeah, it is weird. And Todd feels like extrapolating cause and effect again. But the wording of Monica's wish, because she wished that he didn't believe in wishes anymore, didn't believe shooting stars. Is that right?
Yeah, didn't believe that shooting stars granted wishes. Yeah.
Okay, so the wording... I'm going to say maybe he is extrapolating again. He's like, I saw a shooting star then... in prison, it's not shooting star now. So he didn't, for a time, believe that shooting stars grant wishes. He kind of had a dip in his belief. If you like graph it out in prison, he believed. And then after prison, when he met Monica, he didn't believe. But now it's gone back up again. So there's clearly a point on the graph where he did not believe that shooting stars grant wishes. But he's back to believing now. And he feels like he did something relating to Monica. So he goes home that night. Wait, no. He stays out with Susie. He's like, let's go stargazing. So they go stargazing, and they both see a shooting star at the same time. And Todd, it was like, I wish I remembered Monica, because he wants to undo what he did. He wants to figure out like what's going on here and see if he really did make a wish to forget her. So everything comes flooding back.
Including? We,
yes.
Yes.
We get a Tony Scott-style flashback. Close-up of a spring rider. Close-up of a wood chip hitting a shin. Close-up of Monica whispering quietly, wish that kid would go to jail. And Todd is just shocked. And Susie is not all that shocked. I mean, she's shocked that wishes actually work. But she's not shocked that Monica made some really terrible wishes. So she looks at Todd and is like, I guess I probably have a wish too. What should I wish for? I'll pass it to you.
I know what Susie's going to wish for.
What's she going to wish for?
She's wishing. She whispers to Todd, I wish wishes weren't real.
What happens then? Like, what are the implications of that? Because I could see that going so many different ways.
I'll pass it to you.
Oh, man. Well, now I have to decide.
Mm-hmm. Was everything undone, or is it
going forward? I wish wishes weren't real. Those are the words?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is everything undone? No.
Or is it going from now on? What happens?
No, I don't think it can be completely undone.
I don't think so
either. Things that happened, happened. But, I mean, there's, the wish says past tense. I wish wishes weren't real. This is a tricky one. Because, like, with a story, you can't just undo your story. That's,
nope, you can't.
That's like waking up from the dream and being like, nothing, none of it was real.
No, I don't think that's the way that it should go. But
so what happens is I guess it's gotta be kind of from that day on.
Yeah. I think that's the way to do it.
That's what happens. So, I mean, at that moment, Monica is off. What is she doing? She's getting, like, a speeding ticket from a cop. She was doing 140 and a 20.
Ooh.
And she's, like, kind of really brazen these days. And she's just like, I wish you would go away, to the cop. The cop's like, excuse me? And she's like, excuse me? And things progress from there, and it doesn't really go all that well.
No,
she gets in a little altercation with the cop. She has become very accustomed to getting her way. And, yeah, it's not like a really serious crime, but she probably would be spending the night in jail. I'm not imagining she's, like punching the cop or anything, but just, like, yelling at him. And kind of expecting him to go away and getting really angry that the wish isn't working. So things go poorly for her. And I'm definitely going to end it on this turn, I think. But okay. Let me ask you, like, what was the wording of the bald wish? Can we get Susie her hair back or not?
I think the wish was just like, I wish she would go bald.
Wish she can go bald. Yeah, I'm not gonna give her hair back. She's, I mean, and Todd likes it.
Yeah, Todd likes it. I think she definitely, like, when she was realized that wishes weren't real, like, she was gonna, like, I was considering her saying, like, thinking, I was like, I could wish for my hair back. But then I was like, oh, I don't need to say that. I think
she probably she thought it, but she decided to go with her wish. So I will cut back to them, still stargazing, and they're like, how do we know if the wish worked? I guess she asked that, and Todd's like, I don't know, I guess we just kind of know. So, and then, you know, maybe they get like a notification about Monica spending the night in jail. And they know that the wish worked. So kind of in a way, the monster was destroyed, and the city was safe once more.
All right, Mark. Thoughts on Starcrossed?
I like it when we have such a secret protagonist that she doesn't even get a name until, like, the last turn.
Susie, you think?
In many ways.
Go on.
Well, you know, she faces struggles again caused by our Monica, the person we follow for the most of the story. She overcomes them and then saves the day.
Yeah, fair argument. I guess I had assumed Todd was maybe the good guy of the story, but he and Susie kind of work together, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And then more generally, I don't know, I guess we have a tragic hero, an anti-hero of sorts.
Yes. Yes.
Character that we start off liking And then over the course of the story, she makes decisions that we hate. There's like a 5-minute stretch there where I'm like, when I listen to this story, I'm swearing at Monica. I'm just very angry with the choices that she's making. It's around when she says, where she breaks up with Todd. Mm-hmm. And like the events immediately preceding that, where she wishes he didn't believe in wishes anymore. And yeah, she's pretty evil in that sequence.
Yeah, she becomes pretty evil with her power and wants to keep it for herself, it seems.
Yeah.
You tried really hard to get her back on track and redeem her.
I don't think I was trying to do that. I was trying to not forget that this was a person.
Yeah.
Just trying to, with potentially complex emotions and thoughts. But yeah, there was a while there where she was like, I mean, it's the scene where she was not feeling satisfied with the wishes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're referencing. But I wouldn't say that my intention as a storyteller was to redeem the character.
Hmm. But fair enough. And then she just wishes to feel good about wishes again and solidifying her path down.
Yeah, she doubles down, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
She tries to solve the problem by wishing. Well, Mark, where are we going next time?
We're going to church.
Oh.
That's
is there singing?
No.
Huh.
No, it's not a day of mass. It's not the Lord's Day, Jeff, so it's just really all the only people that are in there is the priest and one other guy, and they have a conversation.
Is it a funny conversation?
No. It's quite serious.
It's our most serious story of the season, I think, right?
I would agree.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
For now, should we say goodbye?
Catch you later, alligator. Flip side.
Goodbye, everybody.